Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Yes, we have ridden every bump with your sakes, it feels like, over these last few years. And to see you walk out of the change rooms then, I think I saw a little bit of a tear in your eye and you just shook your head at me. Can you describe those last few minutes and what exactly was going through your mind? Could you believe what was unfolding?
Well, up until 5 seconds to go, I was pretty happy. We had the footy 20 metres or 30 metres out, you know. Pretty much, you know, you would have been $1.01. And somehow it's got out the back and, yeah, fortunately and unfortunately for St. Joey's and very fortunately for us, there was a, you know, a misstep in the square. And I think credit to the... was it clearly over? I don't even know.
We don't know.
Pretty gutsy call.
Mixed reports.
It's a pretty gutsy call from the goal lump, but you got to play it as you see it. And my emotion... Oh, very mixed emotions. Yeah. I don't know if... Yeah, I was very close to tears after the game. I don't know if that's just the stress or the relief or... Yeah, a really... amazing feeling to get it done. Bit weird how it all unfolded at the end, but you take it, yeah.
And obviously we had Elo Pierce in here. I just thought he absolutely changed the game. He was the X factor for you in that third quarter, and it continued on in the last. Who else in your mind, you would have given, you know, players certain roles, who else in your mind really stood up today when it mattered, particularly in that last quarter?
Oh, I think the ability for us at halftime to change a few things and pull some levers, that's one thing I do like about what we've been able to do this year is, you know, throw some different things around. And it wasn't working great at halftime, but, Eli's was super. We thought Fridge going into the ruck allowed Ollie to be ahead of the ball, and he looked dangerous. Strop, Isaac Wareham was great all day. I think our couple of key backs were awesome too, like Jones and Nihil, incredible. Zach Lamb in the second and the third quarter, like he hadn't had much of it, but went to a wing, and we just tried to play with a bit more confidence in the second half because we were a bit, to their credit, they slowed us down a lot, but it was, the ability to pull some levers and some guys respond to that and change the way they were playing was really, really positive.
You go from watching Liam Kershaw try to put the ball into Church Street, thinking, oh, God, not again, to, oh, my God, what just happened? How did your emotions change in the blink of an eye?
Yeah, well, I didn't know what was going on. Like, we obviously had the shot. We were talking to the boys about setting up for the potential kick-out. Protect corridor, back shoulder, force and wide, all that stuff. And then, we were a little bit... Jet was saying he got pushed over and potentially a free kick in the middle of the ground.
Probably.
But then, I remember seeing Jakey Niles' incredible spoil. Like, it looked like it was going to be a certain mark. The way the boys scrapped there was incredible. And then I thought it was a goal. Then I saw the tap of the hands, and I thought, I couldn't see anything, but I thought someone must have somehow jammed a finger on it. But then the message got through about what had happened. We got told there was 5 seconds left. Don't stuff up the kick out and we're probably home. So, it was incredible. And to win like that, it's probably taken it just feels weird. Our players obviously celebrated like they'd won a bloody grand final. But, 13 years without one probably does that to you. It would have been incredibly cruel. But I'll reflect on it very happily.
Patton and Benstead are two we instantly think of. We worked it out, combined 375 games for the club at senior level and neither's played in a winning final. Lockie especially, who was here when they were having success but just couldn't crack into the senior team. For those two blokes, you must be thrilled.
So happy for them. Like they're guys you build clubs around. They could have gone anywhere whenever they wanted for money and all that stuff, but...
Drysdale comes at them every year.
Exactly right. But, and they haven't had their best years, either of those guys. I thought they were pretty good today. The emotion I was feeling after the game was for guys like that. I'm just so happy for them and so happy for our players to get to experience a winning final. And now it's like, we're playing with house money.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day.
Well done. That's a good way to spend Father's Day, isn't it? With a win, that's better than last. I don't know. Has it been Father's Day the last two you've lost? I don't know.
Probably,
I can't remember.
I have had a good day, though.
Yeah, you have had a good day. That's good. Yeah. You said during the week on the podcast you want to be a career coach. I can see why you wouldn't want to be. You can't do that all the time, can you? You shouldn't have to do stuff like that sometimes, should you?
And I think I've had my fair share of, you know, 1-point losses and all that stuff in big finals. And I thought, you know, when Hamish took that mark, I thought, you know, if we're as close as we could be here, and I was, you know, we played so well in the last quarter. But yeah, the heart rate and the hair and the stress, it was all happening.
It just looked like Eli in the last quarter just wanted to win it by himself. Like, he was beast mode in that last quarter. I mean, obviously, and we'd spoken during the week about how, like, he does make that a difference to a team, absolutely. But he just looked like he just took it upon himself to listen to you at three-quarter time and go, well, get out of my way, I'm just going to do it.
He was, incredible. He probably could have had us in front at three-quarter time. Missed, like, his third quarter was great too.
Absolutely.
Because of the talent we've got, you know, someone's going to get a match up, and we just hadn't been able to exploit it because of our ball movement. But for him to do that, again, so happy for him. He came as a young man that really just wanted to play his best footy, and he's worked so hard, and for him to play that well's, and you need that in finals, right?
Absolutely.
You need guys to stand up and get it done.
Yep.
Speaking with James Saker, the coach of Bell Park, thanks to Sam Air Mattress Factory. Here's Matty Kershaw on Carroll Footy.
Mixed emotions here, isn't it, for you and I?
I didn't realise who'd kicked it.
Neither did we. Until he turned around and we went, oh no.
Yeah. We were talking to Eli, of course, about his couple of goals there. But as a coach, when you were trying to pull some triggers, the game wasn't free-flowing. We were talking about the low efficiency of the game and the turnovers. But as a coach, you're pulling some levers on how to get some better ball inside forward 50. What sort of things were you looking at? Were you trying to look at something to try and get a mark inside forward 50? Yep. Sarcevic was well held. Mahidi took one or two marks inside forward 50. There wasn't anything till Eli Pierce. Was there a few levers you were thinking about pulling before that? Or?
Yeah, well, I thought our last 10 minutes of the second quarter was really gritty. We dug in, somehow found a couple of goals. Like, we moved the ball terribly, but we got a bounce here and, like, won a couple of 4-on-2s, which probably shouldn't have, and got to half-time square. So we thought, well, we've hardly fired a shot, we're square. The thing that was killing us was the ball hit the ground in our forward half. It just was getting bounced. And Joey's done that to us before, but how do we get more speed up forward for ground ball was probably the big one we looked at. And we thought, their big guy in the ruck was winning taps. Like, Ollie was giving his all, but just putting Fridge in there, a bigger body, to get hands on it a bit more. Ollie forwards, more dynamic. Eli forward. Fraser Maris went forward. So we went, like, how do we get pressure and quality up forward without compromising our midfield? And Hank went in there, Pato went in there. We jiggled a few things around, and to be fair, they worked. You know, they don't always work, but today it did.
We talked about your back half and Benstead taking in. There's a lot of intercept marks today, from the back half. But we were talking about how the Joey's sort of smalls to medium players weren't really in the game. I thought your matchup's right with a couple of that as well. Ground ball didn't have much of an impact, didn't hit the scoreboard. I thought your matchups were great for in the air, but as well as important as your ground ball players.
I agree. I think Melksham on Posterino, that's a great little matchup. He did really well. Reed played one of his best games, I reckon, on Mitch. We liked the looks we were probably going to match up with them on, but there was a lot of their front centre was really good, and we were just able to get a claw in and make it scrappy. You know, then our ability to get it out of there was not great, so that's something to work on for this week. But we thought we matched them up really well, and our back 6-7 was incredibly good.
Mac Labus, can you give us an update, or just gone to hospital?
I heard it was a broken wrist.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, it looked like a big contest. There were so many big contests. Mm. Like, we'll be sore, obviously, but it was a tough, brutal elimination final. Probably not one. Yeah. It's probably one that you had to be invested in to be enjoying.
Yes. It was absorbing.
Yeah. But, we just kept giving the ball back and missing targets. We guys that are good players, so we've somehow eked a win, and you take that.
monkeys off the back. Congratulations.
The ceiling's the glass ceiling's been smashed and a bit fortuitous, but that's what it is, right? So it's like
that's footy.
We said to him, I said to him after the game, we'll go back to the rooms, have a couple of quiet ones, enjoy each other's company, the great parties we get to do it again, and yeah, monkeys off the back, playing with house money, who knows?
See you next Sunday.
Cheers.
James, that sounds good. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman Mattress Factory, St. George's Road in Orlane and Marshalltown Road in Grovedale.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.